While the Democrats are bush bashing in Boston, the president is keeping a low profile at his Texas ranch. Not so the vice president, who's campaigning hard in the West. One stop, however, was an official one as vice president, since campaigning isn't allowed on military bases. At Camp Pendleton, north of San Diego, Vice President Dick Cheney addressed more than 2,000 U.S. Marines.
16 months ago, Iraq was a gathering threat to the United States and the civilized world. Now it is a rising democracy, an ally in the war on terror, and the American people are safer for it.
The Bush administration says Iraq presented a grave danger to the United States, despite a failure to find weapons of mass destruction. Vice President Cheney said again that preemptive action was the right reaction.
President Bush is determined to remove threats before they arrive instead of simply waiting for another attack on our country. So America acted to end the regime of Saddam Hussein. And as with so many great nations throughout our history, our cause depended on the skill and the honor of United States Marines.
Cheney said difficult work is ahead in Iraq, but that the U.S. armed forces are up to the challenge there and in Afghanistan.
This nation has made a decision. We will engage the enemy. Facing him with our military in Iraq and Afghanistan today, so we do not have to face him with armies of firefighters, police, and medical personnel on the streets of our own cities.
Vice President Dick Cheney speaking at Camp Pendleton, California. It wasn't what the Democrats were saying about Iraq at their convention in Boston, of course. A parade of leading Democrats, including Senator Edward Kennedy, former Democratic contender Howard Dean, and Theresa Hines Carey, all pounded the Bush administration's handling of the Iraq War.